This is a real challenge, this gospel, to love one another. Love one another. It reminds me a little bit of, you know, the humanity, the state of the humanity that we are in. We have a hard time loving one another. It also reminds me of years ago with Margaret Sanger, when she was trying to promote for abortions, the killing of all these babies. And one of the reasons was kind of an interesting thing. Her whole outlook was, nobody wants these babies. They're not going to be loved. The parents don't want them. If they're not going to be loved, they're not going to be cared for, we should get rid of them. Wow. So if you choose not to love, that gives you the right to kill somebody. Wow. There is something wrong with that. But you know, as humanity, in the state of humanity, we do the same thing. We don't want to love. The people who attack us, we don't want to forgive. We don't want to honor people. We want to do our own will. And so we all have our own stumbling blocks in our society that says, no, I don't want to love. And even today, we've got the whole idea of euthanasia. The old people, they're no longer useful. Get rid of them, you know. You know, we got this whole new healthcare system now that, well, we all got our own opinion on that, but, you know, get rid of them. Get rid of them. You know, euthanasia, they're no longer useful to us. What good is it? Really? Oh, I'm not loved anymore. I can be loved, so I'll just give up. No. Wait a minute here. The problem is that we're not loving. Right? Basic problem solution solving, right? What you do the opposite of what the problem is. That usually what solves the problem. If I don't have money, money takes the problem away, right? I mean, no longer loved, and you love. Shame on us. Shame on us if that's the way we think. To choose not to love. So we need to love. We need to carry that cross. We need to be willing to do what God did for us. To love us to the end. That's the hard part. You know, we love to think of the lovey-dovey stuff, but that's not, that lovey-dovey stuff, is that's not real love. It's only a tiny, little-bitty-bitty part of it. Love comes from the will, not from the emotions. Let me repeat that, because this is something totally counter to the way of the world. Love is of the will, not of the emotions. We will the good for the other. To hold an emotion throughout a married life of love is impossible. And in fact, if somebody said they did that throughout their married life, I'd say there's something wrong. We can't hold that emotion. It's a willing of the good. It's nice to have the emotion. It means it's more integrated. Yes, it's a good. But the emotions don't make it more human. It's when we take out the garbage and do our duties because we love the other. That's love. It's when we decide that you're going to go out to the opera with your wife. It means going to the game with your husband and listening to him talking about the Packers or the Bears. That's love. Love isn't the gobbledygook, right? We're called to love our enemies. We're called to forgive. We're called to love our neighbors, the people who are homeless, those who are less fortunate by no fault of their own. Love is taking care of people. That's why a lot of people question, why are the bishops so talking about the immigration reform? It's because families are being torn. That's what it is. We got families being torn. Now the children are punished for not having their parent there. So we need to work through that. We don't have an answer to it, but something has to be done. And considering most of them come from Mexico, they're Catholic families being torn apart. So it's a life issue. It means they don't have their father or their mother there with them anymore. And by golly, the world will be there to teach them their ways. So that's why the bishops are so up in arms about that, the dignity of the human person. The dignity of the human person. So we need to challenge ourselves to live and to love. By the very end of this gospel reading, we read, "This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." How do I identify that? How would the world identify the love you have for each other? Through your actions. How else? I mean, they can't see your interior thoughts. They can't see your spiritual life. They can't see when you go to your room and pray. But they can see how you love one another. How you build up each other instead of gossip. They can see that. And that's the challenge. Do we give up the gossip? Do we build each other up? Say words that encourage each other? Do we help each other grow in virtue and in love? Do we support each other in that way? Do we go outside of ourselves to help somebody who's in need but don't ask? See, it's a supernatural way of love. It's not a human love. It's a supernatural love. That's the stuff that makes us great. That's the stuff that makes saints. And then through that, they look at you and this parish community and say, "Do you see how those Christians love each other? I want that. I want to be like that. I want to come where you come. I want to worship where you worship. I want that Jesus Christ that you have. How do you do that? That's so awesome." So now the world looks up to us because we're doing God's work. Because God has empowered us to be great.